phenomenon.
By the grace of God, I have accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior when I was 14 years old in a Sunday school class. Our church pastor, who was the Sunday school teacher in the church, taught me about idol worship. I was a Roman Catholic, and there was a question raised in my mind. He taught us that there is one and only living God, Jesus Christ. Later, I was reading my Catholic Bible and found out that idol worship was wrong according to the Bible. From that day, I'm following Jesus, and I accept Jesus as my personal Savior for my life. I wanted to do Sunday school ministry because I had accepted Jesus when I was a Sunday school child. And by the grace of God, I was given an opportunity to teach Sunday school in my church. God had spoken to me through 2 Timothy 2:3. In Jesus Christ, you want to suffer as a good warrior. I had an urge to do the ministry in any way that God was opening to me. During that time, in August of 2013, I had an opportunity to participate in Teaching Children Effectively Level 1 training. On the last day of the training, God led me to join Child Evangelism Fellowship. There was a brother and a sister living close to me. They were being raised by their grandmother. I was waiting for an opportunity to tell them about Jesus' love. Both of them were disobedient children, and they didn't like to attend the school willingly. God gave me an opportunity to bring them for a tour of our members. With the permission of their grandmother, I was able to tell them about the love of Christ. The next day was Sunday, and they came to the church with me. Also, the next Monday, they are the first ones to be ready to go to school. They had changed from that day, as our Lord had changed their hearts. This makes me very happy in my life. There are many children in the villages I'm serving. To reach and harvest these children, we need more trained teachers over here for this purpose. If we have trained teachers, there will be Good News Clubs in every village. This is my vision through the Lord Jesus Christ in the coming days.